Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Real Metaphysical Talk. Here we are in another episode. My name is Joan. I am your host here on Blog Talk Radio. And it's a shortened show. Yes, I want to get that out right now. Don't expect me to babble on and prattle on for 30 minutes. Because today, I want to make it short and to the point, and let's just get to the topic, and let's go forward. The only reason I want to do this today, maybe in the future too, shorter shows, much more effective, quick and easy hits, gives the information. Plus, I'm having technical difficulties. So I've been bouncing between whichever computer is going to work, finding a computer that's going to work, and a phone that actually is working. So here we are. I've got my 15 minutes, and I need to go just solid, full force into what we got to talk about. Okay, so we've got a new moon coming up next week. We've got all kinds of information. By the way, anything on new moons and full moons, if you're looking for the warning to, like, charge your stones, find me on Facebook under Real Metaphysical Talk. You can like the page, share with your friends. Or you can become a follower here on Blog Talk Radio, free account. And you can, the notices and messages that I may send out in the event that something may change. All right. Also, iTunes. I'm out there. All the episodes are out there. Everything is up and running. So feel free to go through the archives. And again, share with your friends. Because the more information that we share and we talk about things and how, you know, if we just keep discussing information, we'll start learning more. We all grow, we expand, and we will get to that next level. All right, back to the topics at hand. New moon next week. So we're getting ready for new beginnings. Things are settling down after this crazy month. Now we're all about growth. Last month was all about emotions and getting through it. And now we're all about expanding, we're all about growing, learning. What did we learn from all the issues that we had emotionally in the last 30 days? We've done a lot of emotions. We've done a lot of hurt. We've done a lot of anger, happiness, sadness, like you name it, it's coming from all sides. And it's more of an extreme thing that we've had to endure. Now, if you're looking at it in the way of, hey, you know, life's getting down on me and woe is me and life sucks and boo-hoo and, you know, this is the way things will always be and kind of like that depressing attitude, well, then it's going to continue that way. But I got to tell you, you can turn every situation around. Every day is a new day. Every day is a new start. Every day brings you at least positive news. Find that positive. And once you start finding that positive, more positive will happen. You'll start seeing more positive. You'll start experiencing more positive. There are things to take from each day. You can turn your negatives into positives. You can turn your experiences into growth cycles. This is what we're here for. We're here to learn. We're here on this planet to learn, to grow, to share our knowledge. So what is it that we have going on right now? So, number one, I want to stay happy, you know. I want to grow. I want to continue to learn. And we've got to look at each day. We've got to look at our life as a game. You know, look at it as a challenge. I consider each day like an episode on television or a movie, you know. Think of it as you're going through the movie. What is it that you can take away from this and maybe share with others? Is there something you're learning? Think of it as a challenge. You know, what direction can you take yourself? Where can you go? So one good way to keep our moods lifted, even with, you know, any type of depression, like I personally can periodically have a mood. Maybe one passing thought will just start to spiral me down. Okay, I don't like to dwell in those thoughts, but I like to get and work through them. I can't say that I like to wallow in them because that's horrible. Typically, I like to just go to sleep and sleep it off. But another way to help us get through these moods or kind of change your viewpoint on these, on anger or depression, or, you know, you're just not feeling up to it today. Are lavender, or not lavender, I'm so stuck on that lavender essential oil. There's essential oils that will help lift your mood, bring you happiness, remind you of joy. And these essential oils can be used every day. You could primarily put them on your feet. If you want to use them in a diffuser, maybe make a spray out of them. But these specific essential oils are, you know, I see them as brightening and mood lifting. And you're going to find, as I go through these essential oils, and I'm just going to give you general basics. As we're going to go through these, you're going to find that these scents are very familiar to you in your everyday uses of maybe some of the products you already use. So the first thing that comes to mind is lemon. Lemon essential oil helps with invigoration, enhancing and warming, you know, all your cleaners. Some of it, most of the cleaners use lemon as a scent. Now, the cleaners that are out there on the market, they don't necessarily have essential oil. They just have a produced scent that helps remind you of lemon. Now, essential oil used in its pure form, oils or with water, with certain other things that you can mix with it, natural items, can be used as a great cleaner. And I mean a really great cleaner, leaving that scent of lemon in the air to help brighten your mood. Orange. Orange is another one. Brings peace and happiness to your mind and body and joy to your heart. Feelings provide emotional support to help you overcome any type of depression or low mood. Orange is another one. Tangerine helps calm and relieve feelings of stress while enhancing your energy. Now, if you notice, I've already hit three different essential oils, three different scents, and they're all in the citrus family. Well, guess what? We've got the mandarin, we've got tangerine, we've got, and not mandarin, is also gentle, refreshing, uplifting, and revitalizing. Another one is grapefruit. Grapefruit is an antidepressant, an antiseptic, and a diuretic. It helps in uplifting your mind and relieving anxiety. Bergamot is also a citrus. People hear bergamot and they think, okay, well, why does that sound familiar? It actually has a citrusy smell. It's uplifting, helping with depression and agitation. Clementine also very sedating and soothing, but eases tension. Again, uplifting and invigorating, refreshing, and just I get the feeling of clearing and clean and just simple, those simple citrus smells. Now, these can also be combined with vanilla or lavender with the calming, but these are great for not only calming and your depression and possibly just being uplifting or stimulating, relieving stress, relieving your anxiety, but also it helps with your metabolism. You're looking at things like the lemon and grapefruit helping with your digestion, uplifting, moving, motivating. These are these smells that you smell, like imagine going south. So you're in Florida or you're in California. Sunny days, you think happiness, sunshine, and you're out there. Well, of course, the fruit trees, being in a warm and inviting place. Other essential oils that can help with uplifting your mood. And don't forget, these are foods. So if you can't get to the essential oils right away, go to these foods. Use these foods for uplifting. You know, have some orange or have a little bit of lemon in your tea or have grapefruit. But other things that can help you with stimulation and is peppermint, purifying, soothing your digestive difficulties. It's one of things that helps with your metabolism as well. Again, energizing. Ginger. Ginger, I've mentioned before, is spicy. To me, I like to call it spicy because it does have a bit of a bite to it if you're not familiar with ginger. But with the essential oils, it's great for digestion as well as real, you know, having ginger tea, and just sprinkling a dry ginger on your oatmeal or in your cereals or on different foods. It also helps increase your physical energy. Another essential oil that is similar to ginger also is cinnamon. Helps improve your circulation, your digestion, and your energy levels. Now, those two specifically do help to increase your blood flow. They do help to increase your energy and get that blood moving and get that blood pumping. Again, even in a regular spice form, it can be effective. But remember with essential oils that you're looking at a concentrated form of oil from each of these plants, or in the case of cinnamon, obviously the bark. Now, other essential oils for uplifting is, where did I put it? Is myrrh, promoting awareness and uplifting your influence, and also patchouli. No, that's not. Patchouli does. It will uplift your mood and will increase your emotional stability, but also frankincense, my favorite, frankincense, putting it out there, that it is supposed to be a mood lifter. Frankincense was often and is often used in churches and church ceremony. Mood lifting, remember, it's for those times like Easter and at Christmas time and the holiday time that they bring out the frankincense specifically for the spiritual purposes for using in blessings. But it is also a mood lifter, one of those three gifts that the wise men brought. If you all know that story. Lemongrass also, and lemon balm. Lemon balm, anything, lemongrass, the lemon balm, they are all mood lifters, helping to promote a happy and joyous mood. Let's see. These blends, these different essential oils can be used just as a drop on your skin. I like to put it at the pulse points, almost like a perfume. And if I want to help with increasing my mood, I'll have it at my wrists if I'm constantly using my hands, or I'll have it, you can put it directly on your feet to go right into your bloodstream. You can use it in a diffuser. You can use the essential oils, a couple drops. They have the essential oil lamp, the lamp warmers that you can use the essential oils in that to share the smell. A little, just a couple of drops will do you. That's all you need to get that smell throughout your whole living area. That's it. That's the short and skinny today. I wanted to get right to the point. Here we are. Thank you again for joining me, Joan, your host on Real Metaphysical Talk. You're on Blog Talk Radio again. If you have any questions or information, you can always join me live here every Thursday or catch me on Facebook at Real Metaphysical Talk. I appreciate you all listening. Feel free to share the show, and I will talk to you soon. Take care.